the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Radio.
Good morning. We're so happy you're with us on this Friday, August 5th. I'm Alicia Quibido with Damian Collado. We're so happy to be with you this morning. Today, our church celebrates the dedication of St. Mary Major Basilica in Rome.
Yeah.
I have been there. You've been there too, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, my favorite part about it is, and I'm going to have to look at it, but Pope Pius IX.
Okay.
The statue of him kneeling and his precious face looking at, he's gazing upon fragments left from the cradle of our Savior. Mm. And that is just my favorite.
It's very moving.
Oh my goodness, it is. It is beautiful. And it's. We'll find out more about it when we hear from our saint of the day from Franciscan Media. But it's called Major because it is major. It's big. It's the biggest.
There's four in Rome, right?
There are. This is the biggest in Rome.
The biggest in Rome.
So, why today?
Why today?
Because of the miracle of the snows when all the white petals
during the summer.
Yes, came down from the ceiling in the basilica. So we'll hear more about that a little later during our Saint of the Day from Franciscan Media. But we'll get started this morning with prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Pardon the faults of your servants, we pray, O Lord, that we who cannot please you by our own deeds may be saved through the intercession of the mother of your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us. Well, we have a great show today, Damian.
That we do.
We're going to start off with Nights in the Morning. Our friend Eric Miller, who is the state advocate for the Louisiana State Council of the Knights of Columbus, will join us. They're always busy. We'll find out what the Knights of Columbus in the state of Louisiana are up to. Scott Smith joins us. He is a Catholic author and a local attorney here in Baton Rouge. And he has co-authored a book with Father Donald Calloway, The Consecration to St. Joseph for Children and Families. We got to talk to Scott a few weeks ago, and well, now the book is actually available.
Yeah. So, he came and gave us
hot off
copies.
The press. That's right. Well, now everybody can get it. We're also talking fish tacos and salsa with our friend Jeff Young of the Catholic Foodie, and we'll end our time with you this morning with Terry Dixon. He is the Director of Communications for the Diocese of Biloxi, and he is also the editor of the Gulf Pine Catholic newspaper. So we'll find out what's going on in the Diocese of Biloxi.
Yeah. And welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. You went cruising?
Went cruising with the family. We had a great time. This is our last hoorah before school starts. Our son has sophomore orientation on Monday, high school.
Okay.
And our daughter goes back to UL a little later in the month.
Well, so good for y'all. And y'all had good weather, unlike
great
here.
Weather. I know.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything, so you know. And this morning we wake up, little patchy fog here and there, and it's going to burn off quickly if it hasn't already. And you can expect, guess what? Afternoon showers. You got it right. Y'all are getting good out there. And they'll be prevalent for the next 2 days because that's what we're going to have for the weekend as well. Today, 40% chance, but over the weekend, 60% chance of rain. Temperature, high is going to be in the upper 80s, low around mid-70s. And again, don't expect to dry out for the weekend. And as far as temperatures go, everybody's in the 70s, except for our friends in Bay St. Louis, already up to 85 degrees.
Yowza.
And those listening in Mobile, 81 degrees. Elsewhere, it's, as I said, 75 in Baton Rouge and Covington, New Orleans, it's 79. Well, we're going to be back to talk to Eric Miller and more here on Wake Up.
A good Friday to you. I'm Father Chris Decker with today's Gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom."
Thank you, Father Chris Decker. Welcome back to Wake Up on this Friday morning, the first Friday of the month of August. Alicia Cuevedo, Damian Colano, and our regular guest on a monthly basis, Eric Miller, who is state advocate for the Louisiana State Council of the Knights of Columbus. And they are always doing good work, and that's why we always like to have Eric on to find out what's going on across the state with the Knights. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning. Good morning. How is everybody?
Man, if we were any better, we'd probably be a donut. I have donuts on my mind.
We have donuts this morning. It's first Friday.
Yes. Yeah. So
gotta have donuts.
And we want to also remind everyone while we can, Eric, not to take away from your time, but today being First Friday, if you want to come and say the rosary with us here at the station on Sunray Avenue, you are more than welcome. We'll do that right after the show this morning. If you can't join us in prayer and start it at around 8:03. How's that for a specific
8:03,
time?
Very specific.
Okay. Now, back
there
to business.
There you go.
Eric, what is going on with the Knights? I know there's a lot happening, so I'm open to question it generically to you, and then I'll get a little more specific with some of the other things going on that I'm aware of.
So they have wrapped up the Supreme Convention that was up in Nashville. So all the delegates that had gone from Louisiana to the Supreme Convention are on their way back, so we can't wait to hear from them, their report on how that went. But the pictures that I saw, everything was just wonderful. So that was very, very exciting. But we do have the Tush Tesh procession that is Monday, August 15th. I know I mentioned it last time, but that is the boat procession from St. Leo's and Leonville, and it stops in all the little towns along the bayou, Arnoville, Cecilia, Brobridge, etc., and ending with Vespers and Benediction. So the Knights of Columbus and the Knights on Bikes will be participating in that. And again, that's Monday, August 15th. We do have our Knights of Columbus car show in September, on September 24th.
Where will that be, Eric?
That will be at the Rain Frog Festival Ground.
Oh, nice!
You get on I-10, you see the sign.
The frog capital of the world.
That's from 9 to 2. And so we encourage everybody to come out, and if you have a car that you want to enter, there's a way you can register your car, and all this is on our state website, louisianakc.org, and you can go and register for that. What else do we have going on?
Well, you've got the state bowling tournament. You know, I always like to plug the big bowling tournament, and it goes over 2 weekends, right?
It does. It goes over August 13, 14, and then August 20 and 21. And it'll be at the Four Seasons Bowling Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. And so if you're interested in registering for the 76th Annual Bowling Tournament, I would encourage people to go online and sign up for that. We also have our State Horseshoe Tournament coming up on September 10th.
Nice.
That's the 50th annual, so that's going to be at Zito's Multipurpose Center in Plaquemine. So that's a local place.
Yeah.
And then we're just getting ready for our MDF candy drives. You'll be seeing folks out in front of the Walmart, grocery stores, various places selling the Tootsie Rolls for a donation. Or giving away Tootsie Rolls.
You guys still can find Tootsie Rolls the large ones, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But where do the funds for that candy go?
Well, the councils get to designate where they want those funds to go. I know a lot of councils donate it to Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. Some donate it to the St. Mary's up in Alexandria, which is a home for the mentally challenged and disabled, or any other charity that is geared toward assisting those folks with intellectual disabilities. And so that's where they go. But the councils get to pick where they want those funds.
Good. So it's sort of like it stays local wherever it might be.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And
so they'll be just.
And I don't want to overlook the fact that we have the feast day of Blessed Father Michael McGivney coming up next week, I think, the 13th of August.
Yes, we do. That is coming up.
Why is that so special for you guys? Because a lot of people may not have heard of Michael McGivney.
Well, Father Michael, Blessed Michael McGivney.
Right.
Now is the founder of the Knights of Columbus. He was from New Haven, Connecticut, a parish priest who found a need for orphans and widows and for those of the Catholic faith who had been discriminated against or ostracized. And so he started the Knights of Columbus with some very faithful men in the basement at St. Mary's Church there in New Haven. And so that is the founder, and so that's why we have the anniversary of his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's a special day, and he's hopefully be a saint soon.
Mm-hmm. We hope so. He is almost there, and so we keep praying for that and hope that soon he will be elevated to sainthood.
All right, if they want to register for the bowling tournament or the horseshoes or want to find out more, even become a member of the Knights of Columbus, where do they go, Coach?
They go to louisianakc.org, and you can find all of our events there, and you can also find the link to join, and it's very easy because it's done online. And so you're going to go to join us, and if you put in the code Blessed McGivney, it's free.
Wow.
So any Catholic gentleman over the age of 18 can join the Knights of Columbus.
Eric Miller, thank you again, as always, for being with us. Keep up the good work.
Y'all bless that.
Thank All right, you too. Eric Miller, State Advocate of Louisiana State Council for the Knights of Columbus. And coming up, we have a message for Saint of the Day and more here on Wake Up. It's 15 after the hour.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for August 5th. Today we celebrate the dedication of Rome's St. Mary Major Basilica. Typically, the Church's liturgical calendar calls for the celebration of a holy person, but today we celebrate the dedication of a holy place, St. Mary Major, one of Rome's four major basilicas. The others are St. Peter's, St. John Lateran, and St. Paul outside the walls. The present Church of St. Mary Major was built in the 5th century, not long after a church council affirmed Mary's title as Mother of God. The Basilica is the largest church in the world honoring God through Mary. It stands atop one of Rome's seven hills, and despite many restorations, still has the character of an early Roman basilica. Relics from the manger in Bethlehem are reportedly held in the basilica, which also boasts mosaics dating from the 5th century. Today's feast was once commemorated as the Feast of Our Lady of the Snows. According to legend, the basilica was constructed on the site where the Mother of God produced a miraculous midsummer snowfall and left her footprints as a sign. The legend was long celebrated by releasing a shower of white rose petals from the basilica dome every August 5th. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
It's 19 minutes after the hour on Wake Up. I'm Alicia Quibido with Damian Collado. And we're just going to get our little wires here. Are you good?
Yeah.
We have our friend here, Scott Smith. Scott is a local attorney and he is a Catholic author. He has recently co-authored a book with Father Donald Calloway. That's very exciting.
Yes. Show that book to everyone. There you go, right there.
There you go. Yeah. So we're going to talk, and we had you in Precious Lucy with us a few weeks ago to talk about it. And so, but now it's hot off the press, right? Like, everybody can get it. You don't have to have the inside scoop to get it.
Right.
And we are talking about the consecration to St. Joseph for children and families.
That's right. Yeah, you consecrate your family to St. Joseph, and watch out, because things start happening. My wife and I, we started a tradition in our family around Advent of consecrating our family to Jesus, to the Blessed Mother. And then Father Donald Calloway's book came out with St. Joseph, so we kind of alternate, you know, between Mary and Joseph. But it's crazy, these things that start happening in you and your family's life. You start seeing, if it's a Marian consecration, you start seeing Mary pop up, very blue characters starts coming through life. Same thing with St. Joseph.
Yeah. It's funny because I want to give that book to my daughter, who I'll be seeing this weekend, for her and her family to kick things off for them.
I always bring extras.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And but I started the reconsecration, even though I did it a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. I did it, started it yesterday. And would you believe, I got on Facebook, of all things, the consecration to Mary pops up. And I'm going, okay, Mama. I said, maybe I'm going to have to do like you did. Do Joseph, St. Joseph, and then come back and do Blessed Mother Mary. But
Fulton Sheen said that God does nothing without a finesse of all details. So just watch out, because you think there's no way that God could orchestrate my life with all these details for Mary and Joseph to start popping up, but it's tea will not be outdone.
Wow. So tell us about, okay, so I think everyone, especially in our listening audience, is familiar with Father Donald Calloway's book, The Consecration to St. Joseph. So how did this book come to be? So did Father Calloway just give you a call and say, hey, you know, this guy in False River, Louisiana would be a great guy to work with?
Let me just open the phone book and randomly pick somebody, right? Yeah, so like I was saying, my wife and I we have so many family prayer traditions. You know, we start little by little, but one of the things that is so great to jumpstart your family's prayer life is a consecration, because it's, you know, 33 days of pretty intense prayer. And it's consistent, right? So you build that habit of praying together, that virtue. And it's such, for St. Joseph especially, it's such a great opportunity for a father to lead his family in prayer, which is, that's the game changer right there. But yeah, we, Father Donald Calloway was, he had found my blog, because we both like talking about the Blessed Mother and like swords, you know, like manly, knightly stuff. And so we kind of nerded out about that. And then he came to the Immaculata Men's Conference, and we got to become better friends there. And my wife and I were doing the Consecration of St. Joseph, the adult version, with our kids. And they were doing okay. You know, I was kind of converting as I went to their language. But there was still, you know, like some food, like, flying across the table. So my wife and I were like, let's ask him if we could do this. And it just so happened that Father Calloway was like, that is the number one request I'm getting for people. So it's just this Holy Spirit kind of connection.
So talk about, and we didn't have time last time you were here, but talk about the importance of, you mentioned a father leading this consecration. Talk about the importance of children praying with and or seeing their father, in particular father, praying.
Yeah, and of course, I don't mean to diminish at all the role of the mother, right? The Blessed Mother.
Right, yes.
In the family, in the family's prayer life. But there are a number of studies out there. There's this Swiss study that show that the mother could be canonized, all right? She could be a living saint. And if the father is a, I don't want to say a dirtbag, but if the father...
close to it.
Right. If the father's not doing nothing, if he's doing nothing...
Right.
Those children are in single digits going to be Catholic or Christian in the subsequent generation, in their adult lives. But if the father's just an average churchgoer, if the father just goes to church every Sunday, right, and isn't like asleep the whole time, those kids are going to be over 40% practicing church-going Catholics in their adult life.
Yeah, and I hear if he's a participant, and leads in prayer, it's higher than 70%.
It skyrockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So that's awesome.
And I mean, it's just amazing the potency of the father in leading his family in prayer. Mm-hmm. And there's so many easy ways to do it. Like consecration might be kind of a mid-level jump, but there's some really low bars. One of the things that I first started doing when the kids were very young is, you know, blessing your children, marking the sign of the cross on your children's foreheads as you leave for work in the morning, as you put them to bed at night.
Yeah,
right. It's such an easy thing.
Yes, you know? You're right. Wow.
My wife would do that before they go to school each morning.
Yeah.
She'd line them up.
Yeah.
Bless them. The youngest. Off we go. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So let's talk some more about this. So what makes a consecration to St. Joseph for children and families different than Father Calloway's consecration to St. Joseph?
Oh, well, I mean, we take the whole schema, right? The whole structure that Father Calloway put together. So what he does is the litany to St. Joseph, each of those epithets, the, you know, terror of demons, protector of families, those are the days of the consecration. But instead of, and I use, like, I'm pretty ashamed that his name comes second on this. I told him, like, Father, what are you doing here? He's like, well, it's for my humility. And I'm like, well, what about my humility? And so each of the days we go through these epithets of Joseph, these names for Joseph. But what I do is connect it to classic children's stories, classic children's movies, like, you know, Disney. Yeah, they are not always great with imaging the father, but there are some examples where they do.
And like, they used to be the older stuff.
Exactly. Right. And like Lion King, you know, the father sacrifices himself.
Yes.
Finding Nemo, the father goes across the world to find his child, his son. Mm-hmm. You know, some very St. Joseph-like archetypes in there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, and you talk. Let's talk about the importance of Saint Joseph himself, about entrusting your family to Saint Joseph, and why that's important.
Well, the whole idea is that we entrust our families to Saint Joseph because God Himself chose to entrust the Holy Family to Saint Joseph to keep them safe. You know. King Herod, the slaughter of the innocents, St. Joseph protects him from all that, and his little workshop in Nazareth, bringing up the Christ child. And, you know, it's amazing when you start really getting into St. Joseph and his life, the little details of the gospel that start coming out.
Yes.
Right? Like when Jesus says, it has these phrases that he uses that are like, I think that came from a carpenter. Like, for example, the measure by which you measure shall be measured out to you. I wonder who measures twice, cuts once.
Yes,
you
know? Yes, that's right.
There's
that's
a special devotion to St. Joseph, special prayer. It's St. Joseph, mender of broken toys. Mm-hmm. Which I think is just this beautiful image.
I've never heard of that.
I have not heard
There's
that
a prayer
either.
For toy?
Yeah, we put that at the beginning of the consecration book. I was like, oh, that is the image that we need to start
That's
with.
That's beautiful. Wow. Well, so you mentioned in the write-up about the book, it talks about consider the outpouring of vocations that will come from this book. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, if we are able to get this out, like a fraction that Father Donald Calloway's book, because it's pushing like 2 million copies sold worldwide.
Worldwide, yeah. How many countries now? And
It's been translated, I think, into the 18th language,
okay,
which is Ukrainian.
Yes.
And just before that was Arabic. So can you imagine like St. Joseph going back to the Holy Land and beyond? And, if this just goes a tenth of that far, because the idea behind this is Father Calloway's book, you know, it's heady. It's thick. He has more appendices, right, it's a lot of material. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that maybe some people aren't at that level, at spiritual maturation. But when parents do this with their kids, I mean, they're being catechized as well as their kids.
Right.
And so it brings it down where a father can start talking to his kids about the Holy Family.
Yes.
And mothers too, right?
In a relatable way.
In a relatable way.
Because again, the stories correlate to the message that you're trying to get across.
And we do questions at the end of each day, you know, to facilitate some kind of family dialogue about holiness and virtue and the saints. Wow. Yeah.
We're visiting with Scott Smith. He is co-author with Father Donald Calloway of his new book, The Consecration to St. Joseph for Children and Families. Scott, tell us where we can get a copy. It's hot off the press.
Sure.
Where can our listeners get a copy of The Consecration to St. Joseph for Children and Families?
So you can go to shopmercy.org. You can also, it's available for pre-order on Amazon now.
Okay.
And it's Consecration of St. Joseph for Children and Families, the one under Father Calloway.
Okay. Yep. Okay, so. Great. Okay, so shopmercy.org. I did link it in the comment section of today's Facebook Live video. Scott Smith, always a pleasure to have you. We have to have you come back. It's never enough time to visit with you. Hey, stick around. We're talking fish tacos and salsa with our friend, the Catholic foodie, Jeff Young. It's half past the hour on Wake Up. It's 35 minutes past the hour. You're listening to Wake Up on Catholic Community Radio. I'm Alicia Quibido with Jamie Incolato. And hey, Scott Smith is sticking around, the author of The Consecration to St. Joseph for Families. For children and families. I said that backwards. So it's Friday, y'all, and that means our friend the Catholic foodie is joining us. Good morning, Jeff Young.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
We are great. It's Friday. And we're talking fish on Friday. That's a good thing, right?
It sure is.
Okay.
It's something that we can maybe kick up a notch, right, with a little heat.
Yes, I think that sounds wonderful. Okay, so our family, we just came back from family vacation yesterday. So we're sitting on the beach with the crystal blue water, and guess what my son orders? Fish tacos. And
oh, I thought you were going to say a margarita.
No. He's 15. But we couldn't even look at the plate. Boy, he was just devouring those fish tacos. So I want to make fish tacos at home. So I was so excited when you suggested fish tacos and salsa to talk about this morning.
Well, the good thing about tacos is, I mean, you can do them any kind of way you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of those things that's like infinite variety. You've got all different kind of toppings you can do. And so what I will tell you this. I looked up the recipe because I'm going to send it to y'all. This is on CatholicFoodie.com.
Okay.
I originally posted this 10 years ago, actually over 10 years ago.
Wow.
11 years ago. And I'm thinking to myself, I need to make some changes to this. I mean, you know how things just change over time and the way you do things and you learn more and all that. So I'm not going to give you a step-by-step because I'm going to send this out to you.
Okay, perfect.
But just the basic process, right, for fish tacos. I mean, first of all, the taco itself, you can do what you want. If you like corn, I think that's the first time I ever had fish tacos was in San Diego, and it was corn tortillas.
Yep.
And it was a little kind of fast food place, really. It was called Rubio's Fish Tacos. And they had like little flash fried almost fish.
Okay.
And a creamy, spicy mayonnaise sauce that went on top with chopped red cabbage and green onions. And it was so delicious. And that was really the inspiration for me trying to make it at home.
Okay.
But you could do it any kind of way. The tacos, if you want corn, you can do corn. If you want to do like a flour taco shell, you can do that.
Okay.
And we're talking soft, right?
Right.
We're talking soft tacos.
Soft tacos. Okay, before we dive into the fish part, I want to know what your trick is when you use corn tortillas at home. How do you prepare them so they don't fall apart after you take the first bite? That seems to be what happens at our house.
Well, what's you want to know my secret?
Okay.
My secret is a fork and knife.
Okay, I think that, no, you can't eat a taco with a fork and knife.
Show me again.
Okay.
I tell you,
just put them in an iron skillet? Do you just have them room temperature? What? Because really, it's a problem in our house.
No.
They fall apart.
I mean, corn tortillas, if you're going to buy them at the store, you know, you're going to prep them according to their package instructions. You know, and a lot of times you'll get them and they'll say, put them in a microwave. You know, you can microwave them to heat them up.
Yeah.
But I find that once they're ready is to take them and put them on some kind of a dish wrapped in a towel.
Yes.
And that's going to help to keep them a little warm, but it also kind of packs in that they don't get dry.
Moisture, out. Right.
They're not going to get dry.
That's smart. Okay.
So it keeps the moisture in there.
Okay.
So that may help. Okay. But, you know, you always have a fallback on the fork and knife.
There you go. Okay, that's true. Okay. Okay, so let's get to the fish.
But for your fish, you know, it's any kind of firm white fish.
Okay.
You know, I've used tilapia. Tilapia is mm-hmm. a very firm fish. I've used trout. I've used catfish. Mai mai. Okay. You know, if you want to make it a nicer taco, you can do that. Bass works.
Really?
Or grouper.
Okay.
Yeah, so you could use pretty much whatever's on hand. Now, the firmer the fish, the more it's going to hold together in terms of when you're cooking it, and also just presentation-wise.
Okay.
You know, if you're trying to entertain and impress your friends and family, right? But all you're going to do, you're going to marinate your fish, and I have a little concoction that you can marinate it in. Olive oil, lime juice, chili powder, a little jalapeno. And I put that into a plastic bag, a sealable bag, mm-hmm. and let the fish marinate for at least an hour. And you're basically just going to, you can cook it even any way you want. If you wanted to bake it, you could do that. If you wanted to, I usually just pan saute it.
Okay.
You know, just pan saute it real quick. And mm-hmm. you know, while that's on the stove, you're prepping everything else. And I like to have red cabbage on hand, mm-hmm. sliced red onion, thinly sliced red onion,
okay.
and some green onions. And we do make a little creamy sauce, and it is you know, sour cream, mayonnaise, sriracha, hot sauce, a little chopped cilantro, the juice of a lime. And then some kind of, it depends, you may not even need it, but I always like to have on hand in case I need, because you got to taste, right? You taste and taste and taste, make sure you get it just the way you mm-hmm. want it. A little salt and pepper, or a seasoning mix like a Conrico's or a Tony's or you know, something like that.
Okay. That sounds yum. That sounds good. Okay, so will you say in salsa, cool. do you make your own salsa too to go with it?
Yes. And salsa is so easy to make. It's so good. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, there's a lot of variation. I like to use fresh tomatoes. I mean, in the summertime, if we have Creoles on hand,
mm-hmm.
They're great to use. I went to the store the other day, and they had Creoles there, but they were all, like, green.
Oh.
I can't make a good salsa with that. You know what I mean? So sometimes, if you need to open a can, do it.
Right,
you know, you can certainly make it with a can. But fresh salsa, I'm going to give you the ingredients. 4 fresh whole tomatoes, 4 fresh jalapeno peppers, and I always seed those, right? Okay. So you're going to cut the tops off. Cut them in half. I used a spoon just to take the seeds out. But I like to reserve some of the seeds.
Yes.
And how many you reserve is going to depend on how hot you want your salsa.
Okay.
Right? Because all the heat's in the seeds and the membrane. Half of a medium sweet onion, 4 or 5 cloves of garlic, half a bunch of cilantro chopped, the juice of 1 lime, a generous tablespoon of ground cumin, salt to taste, and I add a little bit of honey.
Oh, that's nice.
Kind of takes a little edge off of the acidity
mm-hmm.
of the tomatoes, and also has a little sweetness, so it's good.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds great. All right. Well, I think that's wonderful, and I'm pretty sure Quibidos are having that for dinner tonight.
You're gonna go for it?
Oh yeah.
What type of fish you think you're gonna?
I don't know.
Fine.
I might have some in the freezer that Stephen caught. That
well, so catfish you know you can find.
That's true. Find some fish and work on that. So I think I'm going to do it on the skillet, just like you talked about. I think that's a good idea. Right?
Yeah, it wouldn't take long.
No, I don't think so. I think that's a pretty quick. The only thing is all the chopping the side stuff, but you can do that ahead, right?
Hey.
So
worst case, pull it off the shelf.
Absolutely.
That's right. There you go.
For the salsa part, I'm talking about.
I recommend doing. Yeah, you could do that too. But I recommend making a salsa a little bit ahead of time.
Yes.
You know, like even doing that first.
Yes.
That way you can set aside, let those flavors come together.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Jeff. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, put it in the fridge, let it chill for a little bit.
Okay, great.
There's a special tip from Father Ryan
Okay.
for that falling out problem.
Yes.
Put two corn tortillas together, and when all the stuff falls out, it falls out into the second corn tortilla, okay. Second taco.
That's how you get two.
That is very clever, and I have to say that's exactly how they did it on the beach in Mexico. Yeah. Two tortillas, you're right.
They know what they're doing.
Those tacos. I love that trick. That's perfect. Jeff Young, the Catholic foodie, tell our listeners where they can find that recipe. Well, it'll be updated and more about you.
CatholicFoodie.com. CatholicFoodie.com. Also Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm all over the place.
He's everywhere. Crazy. The Catholic Foodie, CatholicFoodie.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Jeff. I'm going to try that recipe this weekend.
God bless y'all.
Thank you. God bless you.
Take care, brother.
Wow. Stay tuned. Terry Dixon, Director of Communications for the Diocese of Biloxi, joins us to talk about the latest issue of the Gulf Pine Catholic newspaper. We're getting close to 15 minutes before the hour here.
Yes, we
are. Time is zipping by. Stick around.
Here's a CC Radio Did You Know?
Want to follow us on Facebook? You can watch live video and get push notifications by liking us on Facebook. Search for Catholic Community Radio and visit us online at ccradio.live.
This is Franciscan Father Greg Friedman for the Catholic Communication Campaign with a message about faithful citizenship. The act of voting is easy. Mark a ballot with a pen or tap an electronic screen. But how do you get to that point? For that, we go all the way back to Jesus. He brought us God's reign, the way of justice and love, revealed in the Scriptures and in the Church. The U.S. Bishop's document, Forming Consciences for Faithful Citizenship, gives us four steps to take it from there. After we hear Jesus' teaching, we receive it. A few of us carry around a Bible or the Catechism ready to take out before discussing politics. Rather, we make Christ's teachings a part of how we think. Only then can we take the next two steps to act on those teachings and use them to evaluate the positions of political parties and candidates. For more, go to faithfulcitizenship.org.
If you're looking for that special and unique gift, be it rosaries, statues, handcrafted art, or jewelry, stop by the Shepherd Staff Gift Shop at Sister Dulcie's Ministry, located on the grounds of Cypress Springs Mercedarian Prayer Center, 17560 George O'Neill Road. Remember, when you shop at the Shepherd Staff Gift Shop, you're shopping with a purpose. Shepherd Staff Gift Shop is on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Don't miss moments like this on Wake Up.
Each morning, as you begin your day, you just take a deep breath.
Louisiana First Lady Donna Edwards.
You read a psalm for the day. Jesus also read the psalms daily and used them during his daily prayers to really give us a special feeling of peace. So starting each day off with a prayer is healing to our soul. And it's what really God intended us to do, and to stay in constant connection with him. And praying the psalms is a good way to give praise and thanks.
And of course, your Wake Up Trio.
You know, you say Exodus 90, at least in Catholic circles, and the first thing is, wow, cold showers.
I literally did right? it for 2 days.
We'll do the
and then I exited off I-10 and back to my house. How are those cold showers going, brother?
Gabby Smith, Alicia Quibido, and Damian Collado co-host Wake Up, weekdays at 7.
Morning Drive done right.
On Catholic Community Radio, on our app, or on ccradio.live. Here's a CC Radio Did You Know?
Want to keep up with us on Instagram? Just follow Catholic Community Radio on Instagram to receive immediate posts and pics. And also visit ccradio.live.
And welcome back to Wake Up, 48 after the hour, 12 before. And hey, it's Friday, August 5th. Damian Collado along with Alicia Quibido, and our guest is Terry Dixon, a good friend of ours over in the Gulf Coast. He's Director of Communications for the Diocese of Biloxi, and he's also the editor of the Gulf Pine newspaper, a great publication. And Terry, it's been a while. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. It has been a while. How is everybody doing?
We're doing great. How about you?
Well, it's been a busy morning. I was fixing a toilet. My flapper wasn't flapping, but now it's flapping and everything's good.
All right.
Your flapper has got to flap.
Without a flapper, you're in trouble. So I'm glad you were able to take care of that. Did you have to say a prayer, too? I know I do before I get started on something like that.
I said one Hail Mary, and she got me through it.
Oh, God bless. All right. Jeff's going crazy with the sound effects, Terry. That's good. We're going to keep more of that. All right. Well, tell us, what are we going to find in the recent publication of the Gulf Pine?
Well, the big news is that we have a new superintendent of Catholic schools, but he's really not new to us because he was superintendent from 2005 to 2018. His name is Dr. Michael Ladner. He replaces Dr. Rhonda Clark, who was the assistant superintendent until Dr. Ladner retired, and then she moved up. But now she's retiring to pursue another opportunity. So we welcome back Dr. Ladner, and we also welcome Deacon David Allen, who is going to be the assistant to Dr. Ladner, and he will be working with the schools on evangelization.
Great, great. And any other changes? I know. And when does school actually open up and get going over there in Biloxi?
Well, Bishop Kinnaman celebrated the opening school mass at Nativity Cathedral this past Wednesday.
Wow.
So the schools are pretty much up and running. The summers get shorter and shorter.
Okay, it sure does. I was commenting on that. I think it's kind of like how the school system is trying to work to where kids get vacation maybe 2 weeks off periodically before it's all said and done. But it's not like it was when we were going to school, that's for sure.
No, I'm glad I'm not in school anymore. So not my problem.
No.
That's right. That's right.
Bless all the school kids, though, huh?
That's right.
Isn't that the truth? Well, there's retirement of some permanent deacons, huh? Or at least one for sure.
Well, we have one who's retired that I know of, and that's Deacon Ralph Torelli. He had his retirement celebration a few weeks ago in Hattiesburg, July 24th at St. Thomas Aquinas Church. Mm-hmm. And Deacon Ralph has been in active ministry for 41 years in the Diocese of Trenton, New Jersey, the Diocese of Knoxville, and since 2002. He's been here in Biloxi.
Well, that's great.
He's been in Hattiesburg, but he's been in the Biloxi Diocese.
Right, the Biloxi Diocese. And
if you're a faithful reader of the Gulf Pine Catholic, you'll know that Deacon Ralph writes a regular column on Scripture.
Okay. And
his Sunday Scripture commentaries. And you can see his latest one on page 5 of this issue, which you can find on our diocesan website, www.biloxidiocese.org.
Now,
so we're glad that, you know, we wish Deacon Ralph a happy retirement, and we're glad he's still going to contribute to the paper.
That's good. So he will continue the article then. That's good.
Yes, sir, he will.
All right. And installation of a new pastor at St. Mary's?
Yes, Bishop Kinnaman installed Father Arokia Das, a native of India, as the pastor of St. Mary Parish in Goshen this past Sunday, and it just happens to be my home parish.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
We're happy to welcome Father Doss.
Be passing by there a little later on today, as a matter of fact. So
you'll be passing by Goshen?
Yes. Can you believe? And okay. I know it'd be a little bit out of the way, but hey, my daughter and son-in-law, they just moved to Mobile. So, got to go that way on a regular basis. Now I might have to stop in and say hello before it's all over with.
Well, we have to do a live interview in person.
I'll be out of town. So
it's just not big enough for the both of us, I guess.
As soon as this wraps up, I'm on the road. I'm actually sitting in the cathedral parking lot.
I know there it was in a prior issue, but Father Mike Snyder celebrated his 25 years of priestly service, didn't he, recently?
He did at the end of June. Father Mike is a native of Biloxi, Mississippi. If you're familiar with the Donald Snyder Community Center in Biloxi, that is named after Father Mike's father, Donald Snyder.
Okay. And
Biloxi tidbit there.
Yeah, a little tidbit of information. And is he at St. Alphonsus?
He is at St. Alphonsus.
Okay, good. And
yes,
now,
sir.
Before we wrap up, any calendar items that you want to touch on? Because I know there is an event taking place at St. Joseph. They have their annual drawdown, don't they?
They do. They have that on Saturday, August 13th, beginning at 5 o'clock. And you can call the parish office for tickets. $100 amidst two or $50 amidst one. It's a $10,000 drawdown and silent auction. And that parish office number is 228-832-3244.
Very good. Or they go to stjosephcc.com. That's another way. Any other items you want to touch on before we wrap up this morning?
Hey, how about a plant sale at Sacred Heart Church in D'Iberville? That's going to be on Saturday, August 13th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Sacred Heart is located at 10446 Lemoyne Boulevard. They also have a Facebook page titled Plant Sale, Sacred Heart D'Iberville.
Good. That's right
up
Alicia's alley.
There you go. That's right.
There you go.
Okay. And any others? One more shot if you got one more item.
One more shot. Let's see what we have for one more parting shot. Let's see. The St. John the Evangelist Young at Heart group will meet on Thursday, August 18th at noon in the parish hall. And that's, I think you have to be anywhere from 50 on up.
Oh, okay.
Hey, well, finally our age group.
Yes. We've got something we could go to.
That's right.
Yeah, well, great.
What's... I don't think they'll restrict you from coming in.
Okay.
Well, good. Well, Terry, as always, it's good to talk to you. I'm glad things are going well for you. Be safe on the road and have a great weekend.
Yes, and may your flappers keep flapping. Have a good weekend.
Amen, brother. Terry Dixon, right. Director of Communications for the Diocese of Biloxi, editor of the Gulf Pine newspaper over there. And we have him on once a month just to keep up what's
pretty
going
fun.
On the Gulf Coast in Mississippi.
That's
and there's always
fun.
Something good going
That's
on.
That's right. Yeah. Speaking of things going on, it is First Friday. So in our Baton Rouge studio in just about, I don't know,
five
what do you
minutes.
Say? 10 minutes. Yeah. We're going to pray the rosary. We hope you'll join us. That's 11924 Sunray Avenue in Baton Rouge. We have River Road Coffee Brewing, and we have some tasty treats from our friends at the Heavenly Donut. So stop by and pray with us.
Yeah, come by and say the rosary.
I'm glad that you stuck around, Scott.
Oh,
Scott
yeah.
Smith, co-author with Father Donald Calloway of the Consecration to St. Joseph for Families and Children, or Children and Families.
It's all good.
I keep messing
it's
that
all good.
Up. You're going to take us out with prayer.
I will. Yeah, we adapted some prayers in this book for children, you know, so if this sounds a little childlike, that's why.
Okay.
So if we can begin in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Please remember to help me, St. Joseph. St. Joseph, you are the most chaste spouse of the Virgin Mary. St. Joseph, you always help people who ask for your help. St. Joseph, I am confident that you can help me. St. Joseph, I come before you. I hold your strong carpenter's hands. I beg you for your help and protection. St. Joseph, please do not refuse my humble request, because you are so good and so strong. Please listen to my prayers and answer my prayers. Amen.
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 Father, Son,
Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Tune in Monday. Our guests include David Dawson Jr., Alan Migliorato, President of Franciscan University, Dr. Tina Holland, and Father Michael Giesler will join us to talk about his new book, How Christ Saves Souls.
Until Wake
then.
Up is a production of Catholic Community Radio.